Welcome to the Body Nerd Show. I'm your host, Alexandra Ellis, and after a decade in the fitness industry, I've finally cracked the code on how you can build sustainable strength without getting hurt. I'm a coach, writer, yogi, kettlebell devotee, lover of lifting heavy things, and 100% a body nerd. So stick with me, and I'll teach you how to make body maintenance and movement mastery a fundamental part of your wellness routine. Are you ready? Let's do this. Welcome back. You're listening to episode 222 of the Body Nerd Show. And on today's episode, I'm talking about why asparagus makes your pee smell, the chemical compounds that are responsible for the odor, and the genetic reason why some people can smell it and others can't. And today's episode doesn't really need a whole lot of explanation. This has been a topic that I have had in the list of episodes that I wanted to do for a long time, and I just never got around to it. Because as a body nerd, you're curious about all things, and how the body works and just human body in general fascinates me. I love learning more, and especially if it's something that like you experience. Now, interestingly enough, not everybody experiences this. So that was also a question I wanted to answer, and I will answer on today's episode. And I am going to say, as soon as I started diving into the research, I definitely regretted my choice. I know more about asparagus now than I ever wanted to know. But you know what? At the next cocktail mixer or party, I can say, and now you too can say, do you know why asparagus makes your pee smell? I know. We're totally nerds. It's okay. You're here. I'm here. Let's get into it. So asparagus is a perennial flowering plant species in the genus Asparagus, and its young shoots are used as a spring vegetable. It is grown in China, Peru, and Mexico. China is one of the biggest producers of asparagus globally, but here in the United States, production is concentrated in California, Michigan, and Washington. As a side note, as I was driving through California and really the whole West Coast of the United States with my dad this summer, especially through California, we passed so many groves and orchards and fields of all different kinds of crops. And I was just in Omaha this past weekend, and lots of corn, as you would expect in Omaha and Nebraska. And so it's really cool in a state like California. Yes, there's a ton of agriculture beyond, you know, the coastal cities that you think of. Central Valley, California is agriculture mainly, and there's such a wide variety of it. So asparagus is one of the things that they grow. Now, if you eat asparagus, if you enjoy asparagus, you know that once you eat it, within 15 to 30 minutes, your pee smells. And the reason for that is asparagus has certain compounds that when they're metabolized, they yield ammonia and various sulfur-containing products. So things like methanethyl, dimethyl sulfide, dimethyl disulfide, bismethylthiomethane, dimethyl sulfioxide. I mean, you get it, you guys. There's a lot of them. So it's a mixture of these compounds together that make that distinct asparagus odor. And here's what I thought was even more interesting, that this isn't news. In a letter to the Royal Academy of Brussels, Benjamin Franklin in 1781 said, "A few stems of asparagus eaten shall give our urine a disagreeable odor." And then in a treatise of all sorts of foods by Louis Lemery in 1702 said, "Asparagus cause a powerful and disagreeable smell in the urine, as everybody knows." So, you know, Benjamin Franklin didn't know that it was dimethyl sulfide, but we can know because of science. Marcel Proust in the early 1900s even said, "Asparagus transforms my chamber pot into a flask of perfume." Which is just the best way to describe this. This was first investigated in 1891 by Marcelli Nanecki, who attributed the smell to methanethiol. These compounds originate in the asparagus. They actually are a part of the plant itself. Within the plant, they start as asparagusic acid. And so it's interesting about that is asparagusic acid is a nematicide. And so it helps protect asparagus from these parasitic nematodes. And in younger asparagus, the compounds are more present, which makes perfect sense because guess what we eat, but that younger asparagus, because it gets tough and woody as it gets older. Thankfully, the half-life of these substances in the human body is approximately 4 hours. So while it does appear quickly, within just a few hours, years, you will be good to go. These early observations into the unique asparagus pea smell started in the late 17th century. And since then, science has looked at all aspects of this, from what causes the smell to if everyone has a smell, whether or not they can actually smell it. And the fact is that they do. So whether or not you can smell asparagus pea, your asparagus pea smells. The number one question I get within the comments and my DMs and my emails is, I have this issue, what should I do for it? And I get when you've tried icing and you've tried stretching and they're not really working, you probably are looking for a simple program that you can do on your own that actually works. And that's exactly why I put together the Mobility Mastery Toolkit. The toolkit includes 30 days of exercises so you know exactly what to do to improve the mobility of your hips, your lower back, your feet, your neck, and your shoulders. Plus, it comes with video demos for every single exercise and a full body mobility workout calendar so you can check it off. And again, you don't have to think about what to do, you just get it done. And with all of those resources, you're just 15 minutes a day from feeling stronger and more flexible. As a Body Nerd Show listener, you can save 50% off when you use the code MASTERY at mobilitytoolkit.co. That's right. Use the code MASTERY, M-A-S-T-E-R-Y, at mobilitytoolkit.co. And then keep me posted how it goes. In the 1980s, a study published results that showed that producing odorous urine from asparagus was a common human characteristic. There was an Israeli study that looked at 307 subjects, all of those who could smell this, you know, quote unquote, asparagus urine, and they could actually detect it in the urine of anyone who had eaten asparagus, even if the person who produced it could not detect it. Now, while these are very helpful findings for science and for today's topic, what did they tell the research participants? Like, hi, we need you to eat asparagus, we need you to pee, and then we need you to smell somebody else's asparagus. It's going to be fine. I hope they were compensated fairly. And if you're familiar with the website 23andMe, in addition to solving a bunch of cold cases, they published a genome-wide association study in 2010, which looked into whether participants have ever noticed a peculiar odor when they pee after eating asparagus. So they took all of this genomic data that they had, they surveyed the participants, and they were able to pinpoint a single nucleotide polymorphism in a cluster of olfactory genes, meaning your smelling genes, that's associated with the ability to detect the odor. So this single nucleotide polymorphism, and y'all, as a side note, I don't know why I put so many words in here that are really hard to pronounce. I'm trying so hard, and I know I got them wrong, and that's okay, because we're still learning, okay? We're still learning. So this SNP, we will call it, it didn't explain all the differences in detection between people, but it does provide support for the theory that genetic differences occur in our olfactory receptors that allow people to smell or be unable to smell these odorous compounds. So, I mean, I just think too, the convergence of technology and science, we go from, you know, Marcel Proust saying that his chamber pot is a flask of perfume to now knowing the single change within the genome that results in your ability to smell asparagus pea. That's fascinating to me. Also, a fun fact, the amino acid asparagine gets its name from asparagus, which it was first isolated from. So the asparagus plant has a ton of this compound within it. So now we know. Now, am I going to stop eating asparagus because of nematodes, a worry of nematodes? Doubtful. But I can promise you that I will continue to overthink absolutely everything as I do. So also, if there's any other topic that, you know, question about the body that you have always wondered and you want somebody else to do the research and be immersed in the disgusting findings of smelling someone else's pee, I didn't do it, but those poor people in that study did. Just reach out. Let me know. You can hit me up on social media. I'm at Hala Formala on Instagram. I'm at AE Wellness on TikTok. You can also send me an email at hello@aewellness.com. And then also, I have a very exciting kind of life update, I suppose, to share with y'all. So as you know, I love therapy balls. We talk about balls all the time. I probably should do another episode about therapy balls because it's been a while since we've talked about them. One of the reasons why I love therapy balls so much is that they are portable on-demand pain relief. You can just drop them in your backpack, have them with you wherever you go. You don't need to make an appointment. You don't need to bring along some big heavy tool. You can just work on whatever's bothering you right away. And now we have Movement Mavens therapy balls. So over the last year, I have been trying and testing all kinds of therapy balls. Got a big shipment of samples, been rolling on them since then. And I am proud to say that the Movement Mavens therapy balls that you can buy now on aewellness.com are the best therapy balls that are available. They are the perfect density. They are soft, but not too soft. They have some firmness, but not too firm. So whether you're rolling on the floor or your mattress or a wall, you can get into all your nooks and crannies and relax tight and irritated tissues so that you can move better and feel better overall. Now, as you're listening to this episode in October of 2023, they're also on sale. So you can grab a pair at a super discount right now. There's also a bulk discount, so they make great presents if you want to stock up for the holidays. If you buy six or more, they're just $12 each. And I'm really excited and really proud to get Movement Mavens therapy balls into your hands. And I think more than anything, I cannot wait to hear what you think. So again, you can check them out right now at aewellness.com. And definitely send me a DM or leave a review on the site once you've had a chance to give them a try. So I'd love to hear your biggest takeaway from today's episode. Are you going to give up asparagus? Yes or no? Let me know. Again, you can reach out to me on Instagram. I'm at Holla from Molly. You can find me on TikTok at AE Wellness. You can even call the Body Nerd Hotline and leave a voicemail if you have a longer question that you want answered. That number is 818-396-6501. And don't forget that show notes, fun links, free downloads, all things podcast related, including previous episodes, live over at aewellness.com/podcast. And you know the drill, and it does actually matter. So thank you for subscribing. Thank you for reviewing. Thank you for sharing this episode with some other body nerd in your life. Maybe another friend who really enjoys asparagus. And you know they're wondering. Like, you can't eat asparagus and not wonder, is it just me? So here's to asking better questions, moving more, being huge nerds, like huge, huge, huge nerds, and then continuing to get nerdy. Thank you for helping me spread the word that your body is super cool and you, my friend, can change the unchangeable. I'll talk to you next week. Pain stops you in your tracks, and body work is one of the fastest and most effective ways to deal with it. I've put together a free PDF with the 6 places you need to roll right now for quick relief. Plus, the reason why what you've tried so far has only given you a temporary fix. So whether it's back pain, plantar fasciitis, neck tension, shoulder pain, or tight hips, I've got you covered. And when you download it now, I'll also send you some video demos to get you started even faster. Head on over to aewellness.com/bodywork, that's BODYWORK, to get started today.